Girly whirly is hello and welcome back.
My hay fever is so bad.
Sam is crying, for fuck's sake.
What's wrong, man? I was trying to...
Ready?
I was trying to hold that in for the last fucking 40 minutes.
Okay, girly whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay. He's currently taking the stickers off my shoe. That's okay, don't worry.
Okay.
It's okay. Say hi, darling.
Hey, guys.
Sorry. We're having a mare. Sam's noticed the stickers on the bottom of my naked fashion shoes, my little sparkly ballet flats, and my bestie Laura would kill me if she could see the stickers. So they're gone now, Laura, don't worry. Okay, girlies, hello and welcome back to another episode of...
You're cute.
Sorry. Okay, so girlies, this is the final episode of season 3. Emotional. How are you feeling about that, Sambay?
Yeah, emotional.
Are you emotional about it? Yeah, I feel really emotional.
Gonna miss the girlies
forever. We're gonna miss the girly whirlies.
We're not coming that long, are we?
No, it's not gonna be long. We can't confirm right now, but it's not gonna be long. We won't be gone for long. You know what? Until season 4 comes out, we'll do a few bonus episodes. We'll pop in every now and again just to chat to you in your ears. So Sambay, I did talk about you and Just Us Girls, and I said that you have been gym slaying.
Yeah.
And you put up a nude.
I didn't put up a nude.
I'm you put my a thirst trap, a thirst trap.
I didn't put up a thirst trap. I'm promoting
I'm
my couch.
Yeah. You got loads of attention.
Achievable Fitness 365. Check it out.
I didn't know that's what Jay's.
Yeah, Achievable Fitness.
Slay Jay.
I literally put it in all my stories. You know, look
I just
stories.
Didn't know the name. I just didn't know the username.
No, but seriously, check him out. I've been with him since. Well, I've always trained with him, but 1st of January, and I'm down like 23 pounds.
Yeah, you're all, well, so from the Girly Whirly Show, we will show you photos of Sam's
or just go on my Instagram.
Naked body. Oh, okay, he's going to be posting thirst traps in
Australia. Oh, no, I'm sorry, this guy.
He's trying to shameless plug his Instagram.
No, I'm not.
What's your username?
What is my username? At Sam J. Donovan. With
Slay!
Mary,
do you want all the girlies in your DMs?
No. I'm shit on Instagram.
He's thirst trapping.
I'm not thirst trapping. Fuck off.
No, it's I love that for you.
But yeah, working hard.
No, sorry. All jokes aside, sorry. I'm not. Sorry, is this being mean banter? As I was just speaking about in the last episode, I'm not being mean. Sorry. Sambay has worked so fucking hard. He's been starving. Poor boy is so hungry because Sam's 6'5", big boy, and he eats a lot. You eat a lot.
Yeah.
And this cutting has been whoa.
Yeah, it's been rough.
He's been hungry and he's been so good. He's just been eating broccoli
and chicken.
Wouldn't be me. I can't say I've been that good. Oh my god. But
no, I just said I wanted to do it properly this time, but I have a nice day off today because I hit my goal.
He hit below his goal, and I said, Sambay, you're taking a day off.
Yeah, so Jay.
And he had to approve that with Jay.
I had to approve that with Jay. So Jay, if you're listening, it wasn't me who asked for that.
No, yeah, thank you, Jay. I said, please, we just take
And I texted him, I just said, what do you think about a day off, boy?
And he said, yeah.
He said, go out for a walk. I said,
oh, yeah, we have to go for a walk. But that's fine. I love my walks. Yeah. You'll come on a hot girl walk with me. That's perfect.
Yeah, I just want, like, McDonald's and Domino's.
Oh, don't even spark the idea.
So what's up, man? You look good today.
Oh, thank you, darling. You like my outfit? Yeah. Thank you. He was not paid to say that.
And you got your hair done. It's cute.
I got my hair done. Yeah. Okay. So in my Tuesday's episode, I was saying that I was feeling like I was rotting in a rut, and I got my hair done, and it helped a lot. Getting your hair done helped so much. I really needed my roots done.
Good.
It's laid. Shout out Michelle on the Craft and Drum. I love you so much. Sambay, do you want to shout out our sponsor?
Naked Fashion.
Woo!
Check the link below for sales.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
Deals, South Mary collection.
He just knows keywords.
Hit it with it.
Well done.
Synergy. Synergerism.
There's no. My ballet flats that you just took the stickers off for.
Are they ballet flats?
Yeah, they're ballet flats with the pointed toe and the studs and my jeans.
You wouldn't wear them doing ballet though?
No. They're just inspired by the ballet flats.
No, they're not ballet flats. Okay.
Okay,
see how it is.
Okay, darling. So
what's up?
We did ask the girly whirlies for any goss. For any news, any secrets.
Right.
I'm going to read you some.
Go on, I'm very excited.
First one made me laugh out loud because it cuts and then I didn't know what you... So before, okay. I'm in a healthy, loving relationship, obsessed with him, but I have had 10 plus raunchy dreams about.
Oh.
And then there's an Xbox. Who do you think she's having raunchy dreams about?
His brother. Or his dad.
Whoa, is that where you're going?
Straight for the family.
I went for her ex.
Oh, that's good.
I thought she was going to say her ex.
Okay.
I should have put this to Instagram as a poll. I thought it was going to be dot, 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 the ex. A colleague.
Ooh.
He's so beautiful. And I love when he talks to me.
Imagine, do you have any colleagues that you fancy?
Imagine having you or my only colleague. What was it? God, you distracted me there, darling. What was I saying? Just think about all the colleagues I fancy.
Yeah,
Oh, sorry. Imagine having dreams about your colleague and then going and working. Imagine having like a sex dream about your colleague and then going to work with them every day.
That's wild.
That's wild.
So how much do you really love your boyfriend?
I don't know though, because dreams, like, are dreams true? Are dreams? I would have been like,
yeah, that's all right, you're having a dream, but then he's so beautiful and I love when he talks to me.
Yeah, it's not just like a weird.
No.
Okay, the next one. Again, this is the work. The work life, people are wild in their office. Someone said, I'm 34 and I'm having an emotional affair with my 60-year-old boss who is hot as fuck.
Silver Fox.
I'm scared. He's single. I'm not. I've never felt this way before. What the fuck?
That's wild.
Sorry. She's half his age.
Yeah.
And she's like head over heels for this guy. Silver Fox. I agree. He's probably a Silver Fox. Probably loaded. There's always something attractive about a rich Silver Fox.
All right, Gold Digger.
Sorry.
Fuck me.
It's true.
Is it?
There's something. Everyone likes a rich older man. Okay. Hello. All the sugar daddies in the world are like rich older men.
I see your mindset now.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I've just learned something about
you're
you.
You're going to be a rich older fox. Sam, everyone. It's like Succession. Like, is Brian Cox good looking? No.
Brian Cox is a very handsome man.
Would you fuck Logan Roy?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Let's not play that game. Let's not try and filter in here. Fucking
I'm only joking. All jokes aside.
That's wild.
Her boss as well?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's very Logan Roy coded.
Yeah.
He fucks all his...
He's 80. His gals. Yeah.
Oh, he is 80. What show? Who's a 6-year-old Silver Fox? George Clooney?
Joe Donovan.
That's Sam's dad. Sam's dad. Sam.
My dad's a Silver Fox.
Are you calling him a rich Silver Fox?
Yeah, my dad's not alright.
Yeah, he's rich.
My dad worked his dick off for the last 45 years.
He rich. No,
like, I'm not going to say it. No, shut up.
You brought him up.
Yeah, he deserved a shout out.
Yeah, of course. We always shout out the Dew.
The Dew.
He's called the Dew.
Yeah,
and my mum was like, is that because he's doing everything? He does that because he's doing everything for everyone. No, but he does.
But he does do everything
but
for everyone.
But he does.
Yeah. George Clooney would be a good shout, yeah.
George Clooney, who else?
Sorry, Robert De Niro, 80 years old, has a 10-month-old baby.
What?
That's crazy. Crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does he have other kids?
Yeah, like normal.
So his grandkids are probably the same age as his new kid.
I'd say his grandkids are older than... He's 80. My niece and nephews are like 6 and 7 and shit.
Sorry, someone else says I have the biggest crush on the guy I work with. Everyone fancies their coworker.
Where he's working?
Sam asked that with full intention.
Just for research purposes.
Sam genuinely was like, where am I putting my CV in? Do you not like working with me?
I love working with you.
I'm your office crush. Yeah, what
and
the
I fancy
fuck?
You.
Jesus, Sam.
It's just, this is like flirty banter.
Yeah.
Flirty
coming back
pebbles.
To
this is flirty banter. Like, okay. This is the workspace.
Sam's
kinda
way of,
I don't know.
Sam's way of flirting with me is keeping me on my toes.
Slating you, yeah.
Yeah, he takes the piss out of me. But someone has to keep me humble.
Mm-hmm.
No one else is keeping me humble.
No,
my mum fills me with so much big-headed. You're the most amazing person in the world.
And you're just not, so.
Oh, keep me humble, babe.
Nah, you're the goat.
Oh my God, someone said I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with someone else's baby. I can't
How do you live with the anxiety?
And now I have to know that.
How do you live with the anxiety of that? Like, fuck.
I reported my mother-in-law for drink driving anonymously and I feel so guilty but so liberated.
Okay, she's obviously a knob.
Imagine me reporting Shiv for that. Yeah, like she's obviously not. She's obviously a monster-in-law, as they say. Fuck. I wonder, did the guards pull up? knock on the door, or what happens when you
Yeah, no, if you don't get caught in the act, unless she rang and said this person is driving right now, but if you don't get caught in the act, there's no proof.
Really?
Well, no, you can just say I was in my car last night.
And oh my god, okay, so then if you did get caught, it would be like, yeah, it's on record that you that we
unless they catch you.
Who are you reporting? You're ringing the guard station and saying, hey, yeah, the local neighbour is...
They could have tagged the car then, had a look at it.
Give the red. Okay, we're going to move on. Sam Bay, what we're going to discuss today. I gave Sam the homework and he didn't do it. He did not do the homework.
No, hang on.
That doesn't matter.
No.
You're best when you're doing an actual...
Off the cuff.
Yeah, he's best off the cuff.
I've been thinking about it since last night.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, the way I described it is, it's like, if someone says to you, relax your mind, name a colour, and you're like,
you can't do
you
it.
Can't think of any colours.
Yeah, it'll just come... Okay, so we're just going to have the discussion. Now, this could lead to arguments. This, we're not going to argue. We're not going to argue. We're going to discuss... We're going to discuss what we think makes us really similar.
Is this going to get petty?
Yeah, it's going to get petty.
Is it going to get petty? Because you're fucked.
Oh, you want to get petty?
No, but
let's get petty.
Okay, let's get petty. Let's go.
Okay, so I thought we should discuss the things we're so similar and we're so different. Because there is, and I think in every relationship, there's ways that you're so similar and you're so different. And that's why it works. So what do we want to start with? Or do we just want
to
like...
You're going to start because I'm kind of trying to figure out... I'm getting the temperature of the water here. I need to see what way you're going before you start going.
Okay, so I have... Okay, so you want me to...
So you're small and I'm tall.
Okay. That's your first...
Yeah, yeah, just ease in, man.
Why we're so different is I'm small, you're tall.
Yeah.
I'm a girl and you're a guy. Okay, Sam, no, you're not, this is not room to slate me. I'm actually like preparing to be slated.
I'm not going to slate you.
I didn't think
you're
going to
slate me.
I didn't think this is where it was going to
You're
go.
Going to be like, you're going to say something real hurtful.
Yeah, I'm using the pod. I'm about to use the pod to communicate
yeah.
everything I wanted to say to you, just in like a laughing manner.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Do you have notes?
No. No, I don't have notes. I don't have notes.
You do. Oh, she's flicking through something.
You know,
and
you know when you've like a ream.
You got receipts.
I've received. No, I'm only joking. Okay, where I think. Okay, let's start with something where we're really, really, really different. No, that feels like it's starting a fight. Let's go.
Why is that starting a fight?
Okay.
Our differences fit. We're like jigsaws.
Yeah, we are like a jigsaw. Yeah. But the pieces just have to be put together right.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I like a lie-in and you don't.
Boom. I got Sam to start with.
That was a good one.
Okay, that's a good
Not
one.
Not like on the weekends.
This was a good one.
At the weekends, I usually on a Sunday, I like, that's my day that I'll have a little bit of a lie-in to about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Because I like to stay up.
Yeah.
And you're in my fucking ear at 8 a.m. wanting to go get coffee. And then you're like, why do you never go on a coffee walk with me? And I'm like, because it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning, like, on a Sunday morning. Like, God took a rest on Sunday. Why can't I, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, this is literally us. Just
this is a hint, as in, don't wake me up on Sunday morning.
So,
right.
Yeah, I'm definitely a morning person.
Yeah,
compared to some of my friends, I'm not. Like, some of my friends are way more morning people than I am. I don't think I'd call myself a morning person. I just have to have it in my routine that I wake up early. I would just have a much better day if I wake up and get out of the bed early.
Yeah, which is fair. It's just I love a nice time setting.
You're a night owl.
I'm a night owl. Like, I like when you go to bed.
I don't think I'm a night owl.
I play PlayStation in the dark.
Yeah, Sam's... Okay, that's a really good one. That's where we're so different.
Yeah, I'm a night owl.
You're a night owl. I'm a morning person. I gotta be honest. I would like you to be more of a morning person. We know that.
And
I'm always
like
trying to get
you.
Would you like me to be more
to
of
be
a night
more
owl?
Of a, no, of that's an, my time.
You would just like me to not be a morning person. So
no, I'm happy about you being a morning person.
Yeah.
Just fucking leave me alone if I'm asleep.
Yeah.
And now, look, I don't sleep in until 3 o'clock.
No,
it's like
you
11.
Don't. You used to when you were younger.
Yeah, okay. Right, let's start digging up your past. But like, no, I go to bed with you throughout the week.
Yeah.
On the weekend... And in fairness, we watch either our stuff or your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we can talk about. But
oh my God.
So I don't mind doing that because in fairness, like, I watch Star Wars and superheroes and Marvel
games.
And play PlayStation and all this shit and Batman and all. So when you go to bed, I'm like, right, I'll put on my thing. Because in fairness, you don't want to watch that. And secondly, we watch stuff that we can conversate through. Mm. Whereas when I'm watching my stuff, it's kind of like, get away from me. I need to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like being an idol. And I like playing my game. And like,
respect.
I don't want to play my game when you're just sitting on the couch.
Respect. Respect.
Even though I do.
That was sitting in your whole chest for a while.
No, there's stuff sitting in there that could come out. Like.
That's what I'm trying to get out of today. This is actually a therapy session. This is why therapy. I'm sat with my...
Therapy before therapy.
My pen and paper. Okay, I'll go. But mine's actually something we talked about in the car recently. When we met, I would have thought you were an extrovert.
Yeah.
We actually think Sam's much more extroverted.
No.
No, I'm extroverted and you're more introverted than we thought.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm definitely an extrovert.
You're 100% extrovert.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking I was an extrovert.
Yeah.
And I actually spoke with this in therapy last week that an extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
So like in social situations and all, I'm grand. Like I can speak on this, everything. Like I'm fine with all that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just fucking rather be on my own.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like,
not like as in with you. Like, I just mean I don't want to be in the club. I don't want to be in the pub sometimes. But if I'm in that situation, I'm not sitting in the corner quiet.
Totally.
I'm the one that's probably making the most noise at the table. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Totally. Golden retriever energy. Yeah. Would you say it's social anxiety?
No.
You don't think you have social anxiety?
No, not at all.
No, okay.
I just prefer, like, if the lads are all going on the piss tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I have it in my head. Now, we're training and I haven't been drinking, but
yeah,
I have it in my head. I'm like, no, I'm really looking forward to playing PlayStation tonight.
Yeah.
Or I'm really looking forward to we're going to watch a movie later.
You don't get FOMO anymore.
No, God.
Lads
no.
get FOMO. You used to get FOMO.
I used to get FOMO.
I don't really get it anymore either. All my friends live away.
No, because I'm afraid of hangovers now. And
yeah, like, you don't get FOMO. For 3 days. Yeah. A lot of lads get FOMO. But okay.
My mates get FOMO. I have a couple of mates that get really bad FOMO.
But if you were going out with the lads for a drink, like, no social anxiety, like, you're not.
No, I'm buzzing to go out with them.
If you're coming to an event with me?
No, that's not social anxiety.
Just like
just
excited
a bit.
Nerves, kind of butterfly.
Well, probably, I'd probably be a bit nervous because I'm kind of... I used to feel out of my depth. Now I kind of know everyone. So, yeah. No, I don't think I get social anxiety.
Okay, so you are introverted because you like your you time.
I'm introverted in the sense that I love my time.
Yeah.
And I count you in my time.
No.
No, because I don't want to sound like I like being on my own.
Yeah,
I do like being on my own. I like reading and stuff. But like... I'd much rather sit in, have a beer and a glass of wine and watch a movie than go and spend fucking €400 in a pub and be dying for 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, I love going down to the lads' gaff to watch football.
Yeah.
Because I can drive down, chill out, done.
Yeah.
But you just end up spending 300, 400 quid in a night out.
Yeah.
And you're just in absolute bits for
bits
the week.
The next day,
and it's just not worth it anymore.
Okay. Great answer.
Thanks, babe.
Okay. Do you have something that you think we're really similar?
I think we're about proper goofballs.
At the beginning, I thought we were really different, and then I realised we're so similar. I couldn't
agree
more.
Why do you think we were different?
I thought we were so different.
Because you thought you were better than me. Bitch, I've been goofy since day one.
We are two goofballs.
Like, we get up to shenanigans.
Even that sentence.
We like wrestling now, it's not like we're like goofballs.
We're kids.
We're kids. That's a good way of putting
it.
And
that's like one of my favourite things about you is you're so playful.
Yeah,
I think when people see you, they just think like big, large, tall Sam.
Yeah, and the tattoos and all that.
And the tattoos, he's kind of scary, intimidating. Like, I used to think he looked like such a fuckboy. Like, I thought, like, before, as I've said before, I knew Sam for years and was friends with Sam for years, like, friendly. But I always was quite intimidated by you. Like, I thought Sam was such a fuckboy, really scary, really confident.
Literally the furthest thing from
it. Really cool. Like, really fucking cool. And you are so cool.
I was going to say, yeah, what do you mean you thought I was really cool?
Sam Bay is so cool. Cool, but I meant the cool as in, like, you know, when you're around someone that's so cool that you just can't even relax, like, you can't even let yourself go or be your own self.
It's funny because I was like that with you
because you thought I was really cool. I find it so funny when people say they think I'm cool. That's the funniest
thing
you're
cool,
I've ever heard.
But like, I think
I'm the furthest
thing
from cool.
I met you at the right time though. I was a cocky little fucker when I met you.
Yeah, like, and that's what would have given the fuckboy energy. Yeah. Like, you were cocky when
I was
you were
so
younger,
cocky,
but like,
and I needed that to
it was
talk
real lad
to
behavior. Yeah, so we are two goofballs, but I think from the exterior you might not think that. I think I come across very goofy, like I don't think we take
things too seriously.
No, we don't. I think resting bitch face. I think like you could look at me in the street and I look like a bitch. Like, I think I look like a bitch. I've been told that before. Yeah. Or like, I've been told like on my Instagram I look real like serious and real like Because I'm kind of like
smile
posy.
All the
okay, so we're goofballs.
Goofballs. I feel like I'm doing all the work here.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I said goofballs.
Yeah, so I'm going on for the next
oh,
one.
Oh, sorry, okay. You pointed at me with your pen and your paper and your...
Yeah, it's your therapy session.
Yeah.
Okay. I think...
So you slayed me for not having it ready.
No, I'm just trying to word things.
Okay. No, let's go balls to the wall here.
I don't think I have anything balls to the wall.
So what are you trying to word, Sophie?
I was just going to say, you don't have an addictive personality. Neither of us have an addictive personality. I think you obsess over things more than I do.
Yeah, I obsess over things in usually short bursts.
Yes.
Like, I'll get so into something for, like, a certain amount of time. But I don't really have an addictive personality. With training this time around, like, I wouldn't even be addicted to that now. Yeah, I'm lucky. Like, I used to kind of smoke. I don't smoke. Like, no. I don't. I never, like,
fucking hell, I forget that you used to smoke.
I know, yeah.
That's wild. Pack of cigs, always, like. Mm. Now, you didn't smoke much.
No,
day.
I'd never be a pack of day.
But
I'm
you
sorry.
Proper
pack of day, yeah.
were a smoker.
I used to smoke, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's something we're very... That's a difference.
That's a difference.
That's a difference. I definitely...
I drink beer, you don't. There's a difference. I like football, you don't. Do you want to go trivia with it? Like...
Okay. I think we're very aligned in the life we want to live.
Yeah.
Which, thank fuck, because you hear so many couples, you know, like either one doesn't want to get married or doesn't want kids, or one does want to live this way or doesn't want to live that way. We're very similar in that sense.
Oh my God, it's like our core beliefs are quite similar.
I think to the core, we are so similar in our beliefs and like in our consciousness. What's the word I'm looking for like our morals?
Yeah.
I think our morals are so similar.
Yeah.
And I think that's like big, big groundwork, like, or like that's like the concrete of a relationship.
Yeah.
If your morals aren't aligned,
probably not aligned.
I couldn't be with someone who sells drugs. Like, could you fucking imagine? But because that goes against my morals. I just don't do drugs, so I wouldn't. I'm not gonna fuck with someone.
Yeah, it's
that sells
like
drugs.
Me with posy Instagram people.
Fucking hell.
I'm just feeling it today.
Your morals doesn't align with my Instagram page.
No, we need to discuss.
So, if I was like, I want to create an OnlyFans. No.
No.
It wouldn't align with our, that just wouldn't
be. Do you know
be,
what?
Not
and that's
that
a
lacks
tough
morals,
one.
But that's
no,
just,
exactly. And that's like, each to their own, do your own thing. But I Slay. Just don't want all my lads looking at
Yeah,
you,
you wouldn't want people. And, just, and I would feel the same.
Yeah.
I don't want people subscribing to your penez.
My penez. My pen 15. but yeah, no, do what you want though. Get it out if you want.
I do think our morals are very aligned.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think at the roots of our morals is just like be a
nice person, family centered.
We're
very family oriented.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
You're so family oriented, and that's something we're definitely very similar. Is we adore family. Like, we
like
really prioritize family.
Yeah, family comes first above all else.
Yeah. Blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Justin Bieber. Rap. No.
It's Jake Cole, but we don't follow.
No. There's a Justin Bieber song where someone raps that.
The grass ain't always green on the other side. It's screaming.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
oh, no.
Blood being thicker than water. That's Big Sean.
Okay, but we align very much on that. How many kids do you want?
Three.
Fuck, that was a quick answer.
Three. Two boys and a girl.
No, okay. I don't think I want more boys.
Listen,
no, actually,
do you know what? I'll have one kid. I'll have five kids. Like, I'm not sitting here going, I have to have three, but I always would have loved.
You've always pictured three.
I've always pictured three with one girl because I want to spoil the shit out of her.
You'd be a great girl dad.
I know. I kind of want girls,
such,
man.
You've such
I don't
girl
know if
dad
I want lads,
energy.
Do you know what? And I was listening to a podcast the other day and they talk about it that, like, Dax Shepard, if you were saying that he, or am I allowed to say his name? Did he get cancelled?
I don't know.
I was listening to a podcast the other day and he was saying he has two daughters.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so glad I don't have sons. Now, he grew up, like, fighting and drug addicts and stuff. But he was like, I don't know if I'd be able to give the advice to my son of, like, if someone talks to you, punch
Aww.
Them. If someone, like, he's like, because that's what I would have done. But obviously, that's not right to start fights and stuff. Whereas, like, with girls,
Aww.
Girls are tough. But you don't have to, like, really teach them how to fight.
But you would be a very good dad to a son because
I'd love a
dad.
Son.
You'd
yeah, I want the relationship with
dad.
A son that I have with my dad.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. But you're, I do want
you are
girl,
such like, girl dad energy.
Yeah.
When you play with your nieces.
Oh, I just love them.
And your goddaughter.
I just feel so protective over the girls. Girl,
you're, are you going to cry?
No.
Oh, you look like you were going to cry there for a second. I was like, oh my God. For tears for the last episode.
Yeah,
yeah, you're such girl dad energy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of girls are scared of raising a girl, but I wouldn't be. I'd be really excited to raise girls. Well, one thing is like raising them in this world is pretty fucking scary.
So, sorry. No, of course I know why it's scary. As in the long run. Or I heard things where it's like they'd be sad that the husband would love them more or something. That
there's
type of thing.
Definitely. Yeah, like there is a thing of like,
I'll always love you the most.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There is a thing of like, yeah, like you would get jealous of, but that's, I think, with kids in general, you'd probably get very jealous. Not in a weird toxic way, but like it probably would be like, oh, when you, well, actually no, I don't think I'd get jealous because I'd just be so excited to see a dad love their kids.
Yeah, fair.
That would make me fucking happy.
Yeah.
Girlies, I think it's time to wrap this up. We're ending the note talking about fucking babies. We need to end on something else.
Okay,
you're going to pick one more thing.
One
what's
more.
Okay, what's your favourite thing about me? Yeah, put you on the spot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not what, okay, just a favourite thing.
I'm going to do a physical thing and a,
oh, okay,
and a non-physical thing.
Okay.
Physical thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favourite thing about me physically, fuck.
Yeah, boobies. I love your nose. And your laugh. Does that count as a physical thing? Or
sure.
Is like a physical...
You love my nose.
I love your nose.
It's a ski slope nose, as it's called.
I'm doing the Lady Gaga thing.
Aw. You love
my
nose.
Do you know what? I couldn't pick a physical thing about you because it sounds corny, but I genuinely love everything about you. But I love your heart.
Oh,
you're very kind.
Cry.
You're a very sweet soul.
Oh my God.
And you always look after me. Like, I'm injured at the minute. I kind of think I'm after this. Okay, my thumb. I don't know. And last night, you were like, fucking Nurse Sophie. You're like, the ice was out, the Panadol was out, the Nurofen, and you're like, put that in your head, and you set me up last night. I love that.
I didn't ask this question for this kind of answer. It sounds like,
no,
I was like,
this,
gush about
no,
me.
No, but like,
that's
there's so much stuff
zombie
about you, like that. Obviously, you're my best mate, but like that type of stuff, like you really are. That's why I know you're gonna be a great mom. We're not pregnant. I know we keep talking
about, yeah, we keep
kids,
talking about babies.
But like, you're so like, you look after everyone, like you do with my nieces and nephews. Like you would spend a whole day with the kids before. Like, we'd be at a family dinner
I'm
and you'd
crying
be playing in the corner because they've asked you and you don't want to say no. Like,
you're so sweet. Thank you, darling.
Yeah, and you're fit as fuck.
Thank you.
Yeah, that helps, man. Not going
to
lie.
You're so sweet. I don't have anything prepared to say like that.
I like your height.
Yeah, I love how tall you are. Physically.
You don't have to say anything. I just think you
No,
deserve
you're my best
plaudits.
Friend. I love you so much.
Mm.
And you're such
and
a good, kind
you
person. Yeah. Didn't mean for us to turn all sappy, girly, whirly. Sorry. That might be a nice way to end it, though.
Yeah, so I give a lovely thing and she says I'm kind. So.
Oh, sorry. Oh, do you want me to gush back?
No.
I get embarrassed like doing
it
publicly. You're
no
really good at gushing, but I get all like... But I do gush you, but
I'm
like
joking
at home.
You do.
I don't know. I just love you so much.
And I love you so much.
You're my best friend.
And
queen.
I love recording this. We're holding hands. I love recording this podcast.
Oh, the girly girlies love you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sambe, for joining us.
And this time next month, we'll be in Australia. Realistically, we'll still be on a plane. But
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, not next month.
2 weeks' time.
2 weeks.
I was thinking, I wasn't sure what you were counting down to. Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, girlies, we better go. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. It's the end of season 3. And you ended that beautifully, darling. Thank you.
Thanks.
You did carry the season. Big applause for Sambe. Thank you for carrying Girly Whirly Season 3.
You're
we really appreciate it. Girlies, we love you so much.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We're
going
to miss
fun
chatting to you, but we won't be gone long. And watch Sambe slay Australia with the top of
no
photos.
No, don't say that, because then if I don't look good, then it's going to be
you look
a
amazing
time.
Sorry, okay, we won't hype you up anymore. Girlies, we love you so much.
Yeah,
don't we
guys
love them the most?
I've had so much fun this year.
We've had so much fun this season, and we'll be back very soon. We'll keep you posted online. We love and adore you, and thank you, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring this season 3 of the Girly Really Show, Just Us Girls, and your QRA. It was so fun doing the 2 episodes a week.
Yeah,
we
I really liked
that.
The dynamic this
we
year.
We liked that.
Season.
You
why
keep
saying
this
year.
Okay, girlies, we love you so much. Thank you so much, and my DMs are always open. Not Sam's. don't DM somebody. No, you can, of course. You can tell him how fabulous
I
he is.
I probably won't see it.
Okay. We love you so much in unison. 1, 2, 3.
Love
you, girly whirlies. Okay, it's fine.
She always
okay
does this. Have you noticed that since
yeah,
the
I don't tell
song
him what to say.
She's
and
like,
then
okay,
I just
1, 2, 3. And then just
I thought we were telekinetic, but we're obviously very different in that sense.
Telepathic.
Telepathic. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Telekinetic is when you can
love
move
you,
things. Kinetic is kinetic
love
energy.
Love you, girly whirlies. 1, 2, 3. Love you, girly whirlies.
Shout out, Naked Fashion.
Love you so much. Thank you so much for everything, for all your support, and thank you for listening. And we love you.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, guys. Love you.